be recorded. Couple things, I guess, just coming up after this session, just as a heads up. So after this, we will have a break that is sponsored by TH Glenn and Company, and then we will have our final session from 3:30 to 4:30 with David Crow. Again, kind of a town hall event. Hopefully you'll enjoy that session as well. And then ultimately, please don't forget about the President's Reception that is sponsored by Social Marks Media. That will be around the corner in the bar area there from 4:30 to 6. So good to go. All right. So with that, we'll go ahead and kick off the next presentation of our event this year. So I'll introduce the speaker a little bit. So Lawson Lamar II is a principal shareholder in Peninsula Technologies, representing LoadScan in the United States. He's a graduate of the M.E. Rinker School of Building Construction at the University of Florida and has a diverse construction background, having completed over 100 horizontal and vertical construction projects across the Panhandle State. Over the past 5 years, Lawson has been directly involved with the LoadScan load volume scanner as the owner, user, as well as a sales agent. Today's presentation is focused on advanced production measurement. This is really going to present the best way to understand both product yield and shrinkage to maximize profits using load volume scanning. Goodness, forgot that word. All right, with that, please give a warm welcome to Lawson Lamar II.
Thank you all for having me. This might be a bit redundant, but I'm here representing LoadScan and Peninsula Technologies out of Florida. We're the country's leader in LIDAR volumetric scanning technology and open top containers and conveyors. I'd like to give you some context and to how I found myself here addressing you before we delve deep into the subject matter at hand. My introduction to LoadScan was about 7 years ago, and as mentioned, my primary work is in the borrow pit, quarrying, and mining industries in the Southeast. We were early adopters of the scanner, and we were the first that I was aware of to implement it in a retail sales scenario, and we basically use it as a point of sale system at all of our locations. We've got various products, not that similar from yours in terms of their characteristics and how they act. Fill dirt, small aggregates, 57s, 89s, and a lot of these observations, principal observations and benefits of the scanner carry over into your industry. With the integration of LoadScan into our business, it quickly catapulted us into industry leaders. We found ourselves in instrumental roles in major projects with the Army Corps of Engineers restoring the Everglades to driving the critical path of completion in the largest commuter rail project in the country. To date, we have scanned over 37 million cubic yards of aggregate in the Southeast and own over a dozen scanners. I'm speaking to you today in place of the director of LoadScan, Kerry West. He's been unable to join us due to travel restrictions from New Zealand, and I'll get through this with you guys. I'm confident that I can share the critical aspects of the scanner and how it can benefit the mulch industry. So, in your industry, you're continually trying to understand profitability and tracking your inbound material, the material throughout its process, and the stage where it's actually sold and shipped out to customers. Today, we're going to review each of these three processes and offer some insights on how volume measurement can help you with your inventory. Understanding the basic principle of bulking and compaction, here you can see a stockpile of material around 98 cubic yards. It's loaded into a truck where it's piled on top of itself, and it compacts the material at the bottom, giving that loaded truck a volumetric yield of 90, or volumetric content of 92 cubic yards. And as you know, that truck goes over the road to its ultimate destination, and when that truck unloads, it refluffs and you gain some volume, however, not as much as it originally had in the stockpile it had it was loaded out of. We've got two primary pieces of volumetric scanning equipment. We have the LVS, which scans trucks, and we have a block-mounted version or a trailer-mounted version, so you can move it in and out throughout your operation, as well as a conveyor volume scanner that has an adaptable chassis that can fit just about any belt. Here's a quick video that does a great job of telling you exactly how the LiDAR lasers work, how the information's processed, how you can access the information, and just more about how the scanner works. Okay, my video link is not working. Yeah. Now the computer's frozen. It's not mine. Supposed to be able to click onto that video.
Cannot open the inner server. Are we still connected to the internet is the question.
I have. Should be able to click right there.
Yeah, it's not showing the link is active.
Okay. That's an important one. Let me see if I can forward this. What's the email to this machine? The email address? MSC.
This will go to... membership at mulchandsoilcouncil.org.
There's a hyperlink if we can open up that email. Get to the video that way. Is that the email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that isn't. That's the original.
Okay, sent.
No new yet. Do you have the hyperlink? Can I just put it in?
Yeah, I'm looking for it. I'm just trying to send it. Yeah, we can type it in. Here we go.
All right. What is it?
Okay, I've got the internet address here. HTTPS, it's VMO. Vimeo, rather.
Vimeo.
See it here?
Where is it?
Vimeo.com/.
other.
Apologies for that, folks. Internet was a bit slow, but this brief video will tell you all about the scanner. It's focused, again, this is the civil construction industries, but the principles hold true. Your sound?
Yes.
Volume?
Yes.
Not hearing anything.
Is it in?
It's in.
The audio jack. It was working.
Volume scanner works. Welcome to load scan.
All right, here we go.
And a short demonstration of the powerful load volume scanner. So what exactly is the load volume scanner, or commonly referred to as an LVS? The load scan LVS is an automated and autonomous scanning system that measures and captures the exact amount of material loaded into a truck bin. It uses iSafe lasers to capture the load in our proprietary software. The rangefinder lasers in our LVS systems are the highest specification available. Each scanner has two lasers. This ensures an accurate capture of the load. One laser scans longitudinally to measure the length of the load, and the other scans transversely for load width. These measurements are computed to produce an accurate three-dimensional measurement of the load. Accuracy starts at the scan head, and LoadScan is the only volumetric scanning manufacturer with internationally recognized weights and measurement certifications. It ensures that when we measure your load, you can be confident it's accurate to plus or minus 1%. But accurate scanning alone doesn't guarantee accurate data. Only when you combine it with our proprietary algorithms do you get reliably accurate measurement data that enables you to make confident business decisions. Let's look at how the load volume scanner works. To set up the system, an empty truck drives under the scanner. This produces a 3D reference scan that future scans are measured against. If you operate a range of truck models, then reference scans would be made of each truck type. Once the initial setup is complete, you can start to use the scanner. When a loaded truck drives under the scanner, The laser captures the load data and either sends it to your SQL database or to our proprietary overview reporting software. RFID tags are fitted, so all loads are automatically identified and recorded. Powerful 3D scan images are produced for every load. When a truck is fully loaded, the scan would look something like this. But when the truck is underloaded, the 3D scan clearly shows that the load has not been optimized. This helps to identify poor loading practices and enable operator training and coaching. In the case of haulback, the driver can be immediately alerted to have the bin scraped out. Once the truck passes through the scanner, the load data is presented on a message board. The driver can immediately see how much material he's carrying, and in the case of haulback, he can have the bin scraped out. When loaded trucks come within Wi-Fi range of the LVS, load details are automatically uploaded and recorded. These are available for analysis with our overview software, or through your in-house systems. Our flexible external data interface allows for a range of data transfer options. Scan data is most commonly pushed in real time to the customer SQL database, either locally or in the cloud. Once in the database, the scan data can be utilized for a range of customer applications, such as invoicing, accounting, and reporting. Customer applications can interface with the LVS system through an API, interchanging data seamlessly. If you want to make use of our proprietary reporting software, the LVS can interface directly with Overview via LAN, Wi-Fi, or the cellular network in real time. Overview typically runs on a dedicated PC in your offices. MyScanner is our secure cloud-based reporting service. The LVS can send data directly to the cloud via an internet connection for real-time reporting and analysis on any internet-enabled device. Alternatively, if you are using Overview, you can also have the data pushed to our MyScanner cloud service for extended or remote access. MyScanner can also interface with customer applications via an API. To cater for the wide variety of site applications, we offer a range of flexible system configurations. For large trucks, we generally use the block-mounted LVS on an outrigger. Flexible cabling and component layout, and hardwire to your site office for 24/7, 365 weather-protected access. The block-mounted fixed system is suited to regular dump trucks. For longer projects, our portable block-mounted system is ideal. It has a built-in kiosk option, and fork slots and lifting points are provided for easy mobility. For short-term projects or multiple locations, the self-contained and towable trailer version is extremely practical. We've proven our technology in the field for over 20 years.
I think everyone has the basic principles and ideas of how the scanner worked. We'll call that the success with the video. You can find the PowerPoint again here. Okay, back to how this applies to mulch. To the first of the three processes, inbound, receiving your raw incoming from your material suppliers. Quick example, your raw product's coming in and it's purchased by trailer load based upon its stated capacity. You're intended to get 80 cubic yards of wood grindings. You scan it with load scan. You found you've got really between 72 and 73. But in some cases, we've seen 80 cubes come in at 65 or so. Possible reasons for this, well, they were never loaded in the first place. A second is the compaction that it experiences after moving over the road for long distances and shaking around. Another is that the product's wet, it changed the density, and you can't haul 80 cubic yards. So which of all these measurements is correct? There are adjustments that need to be factored in to understand the settlement of different products. The best thing to do would be to unload that truck and reload it with your loader at the site. If it comes back in at only 75 cubic yards, it's likely that's what it was loaded at FOB from your supplier. If the load measure is 80 cubic yards, but your original scan was 72, then you're going to apply a settlement factor of 0.9 cubic yards. Bulk density. If you've got a weighbridge and a scanner, this is the only way to get a true density of your material. If you've got wood grindings at 800 pounds per cubic yard, but it's wet and it's 1,100 pounds per cubic yard, you've got some serious compaction or you've got a moisture problem. These all affect the accounting of your purchased inventory. Another method of determining inventory that's commonly done in the dirt and the mulch industries is using drones for stockpile surveys, or manual surveys at that, in infrequent, weekly, monthly, quarterly, done at different times. It's not being constantly collected inbound and outbound and while you're processing. Drone volumes typically vary from the material you have incoming that you've tallied, and the weight of the top material is going to seriously compact the bottom that, or the material that's at the bottom of the stockpile. So which volume's correct? You can try to apply a conversion factor to a stockpile to understand your volume, or you can take smaller sample size and of each truck and an accurate volume measurement of all of your inbound materials. A truck measurement's a smaller sample, and therefore you're going to have more accuracy, considerably more over a drone. So your compaction during loading, There's many trials have been conducted to kind of understand this phenomena that happens. The most accurate method to determine compaction that affects loading, you want to take your loader that you use for a large trailer. Your loader operator should try to load as consistently as he can. Drivers in scenarios where they're forced to load themselves, we see vast, vast variations in load quantities. Customer case study on inbound raw material. This is Oldcastle Lawn and Gardens at the Hookset site. They've got a load scan LVS that's measuring all inbound raw products with open top trailers. The number and the quantities noted on each inbound receiving ticket, and that's how all the raw materials tracked. Some material purchased by weight and is used a density factor to try to get a volume, but we'll go into that more here directly. if you can see at the bottom, applying a density factor in a weighbridge, you get some crazy deltas over the actual volume that's coming in on the truck. And just order of magnitude in this particular case study, we saw a delta spread of negative 15 cubes to as many as 34 on one particular load. So it just goes to demonstrate that applying a density factor is not going to get you an accurate volume. Measuring volume throughout your production when you're processing. So when you've got multiple products being blended, your output yardage is never going to equal the components of the blend. An example being garden compost. You've got 10 cubes of wood grinds, 5 cubes of topsoil, and 5 cubes of fertilizer. The total cubic yardage of your finished product will not equal 20 cubes. The reason for this is you've got different particulate size and they settle within each other at different rates. You get material shrinkage, and each blend is going to have a different characteristic from those components to what your final product yield is. One way to accurately do this is with the second product we discussed, is the belt scanner. You can understand to plus or minus 1% all the material that's going into your blend and exactly what's coming out. Again, we have a customer case study with Oldcastle Lawn and Garden. We've got the CVS installed on the screening line where the finished product comes off. All the CVS reports all the data real time. Oldcastle's found it extremely beneficial and accurate. Here's a bit of the sample of the data. It shows you volume over time. It's exciting. Outbound, the important stuff. This is the stuff you're selling to your customers. First of all, you're going to ensure that the material that you're sending them is not more material than you've represented. That's a common problem as well. You're going to be able to explain to them how compaction's a factor. And loader operator training is very important to maintain your consistency. But can't stress that enough. Suggestions for loading tests. These are kind of self-explanatory, but test one bucket at a time. This is a great tool for training your operators so that they become consistent. Put one bucket in, run it through the scanner, measure it, dump it out, have them load again until he gets consistency. You can also put that same truck over the road and determine your compaction factor. So what we typically find in a scenario like this is we have the first 3 8 cubic yard buckets equate to about 24 cubes. When you start piling on the top, the fourth, fifth, and sixth, you don't see that same incremental 8 cubic yard increase. On your fourth, you're seeing 31 and a half, fifth, 39, and your sixth, just under 37. So taken into all this into consideration, you have a compaction factor just from loading of just under 1.5%. Things not to do ever when you're loading. Don't push down the material. You're forcing compaction. The scanner measures the surface area of each load. Now when you've compacted it, you might have an extra 10 yards of material that you just stuffed into there that you didn't need to. Again, this all goes back to best practices and consistency of the operator that you have that's loading your final products. Again, back to Oldcastle. They're using the LVS to measure all of their finished product that's going out. You've got far less human error here, and if in the event of a human error, you can account for it. Your customer satisfaction, you're not going to get a lot of callbacks with people expecting more than what they actually got. I know in my business, it's basically a mini legal department. I don't get complaints anymore. reconciliation. So putting all this in together and into consideration is going to accurately tell you what you've made. The only way to do this is, as we've discussed, it's measuring volume inbound during the process, applying your conversion factor to your finished product, and measuring your finished product outbound. From that, you'll completely understand how your volume of your material is changing from its early stages and from when it's a finished product. So, at Oldcastle, they're deducting their yardage of outbound material with the LVS from their inventory. That's a blend of the CVS and the inbound scanners. Relying on tonnage, as we saw a few slides back, I mean, truly, I can share, and I'd love to talk to you individually about that, but density conversion will not accurately yield volume in any circumstance. Here's a few examples. Triple S, Texas. Got Grow Bark in Ontario. Tauranga, New Zealand. Australia. Dalton's in New Zealand. An installation in Illinois. Key takeaways from all this. Bark and mulch customers are continually trying to understand what they're paying for coming in and what's happening when they're processing, and trying to track their inventory so that you can accurately fulfill orders and not fall behind. And reasons for not realizing, again, using the old method of assuming a truckload. That material may never have been loaded in the first place. And that's good to know, and you can call your supplier back on that. You can conduct loading trials. You can get your loaders consistent, and it's going to, your inbound and outbound, you're going to see drastic changes in your operation, and your numbers tighten significantly. The two products, again, are the LVS, the truck scanner, and the CVS, the belt scanner. We're plus or minus 1%, and I hope that gave you guys a brief overview and I didn't beat it to death. I said volume, I think, one too many times. If anybody has any questions or would like to discuss this more in detail afterwards, more than happy. That being said, thank you for bearing with me throughout this presentation. I'm glad we got through the video, and appreciate you, and would love to talk to you afterwards.
All right, it's always nice when you have a presentation prior to this talking about technology, and then you come here.